Yeah.
Usually you got something special.
I want to stay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, guys. Questions in the room first. I don't think there's any Zoom interactions. So,
Coach.
Alex first, Joseph, and then we'll
come. I mean, Martin, what did you pick for your team's performance? And
Yeah, I mean, I thought we started well, and obviously they got a goal early on a counterattack, gave away a penalty, but I thought for the most part, I was really pleased with how we played. I thought we ended the half quite well. I thought the second half, I thought we were excellent for most of the second half. So the players deserve a lot of credit for the mentality we talked about before the game, our mentality and attitude towards the game. I thought it was brilliant from the start, and it was a really good performance.
And obviously Mo scored a goal, added two assists. How important was that goal he scored where, you know, your team's gone down a goal, you obviously need a win to stay alive, and then your team really seemed to grab momentum off that?
Yeah, I mean, it was big. It was a nice strike. I thought, we were talking about trying to get in behind them. Osazi made a great run, and I actually was thinking he should have gone towards goal, and I think he made a good play in the end and kept it, laid Mo, and he had a great finish. So, and I think it kind of set the tone and got back in the game going into halftime when we had played well. Level was big. And as I said, I thought second half we were really good. I think we could have maybe got a third in the second half.
And then just down the right-hand side, Krstanovic was everywhere, obviously scored the goal. He was defending well. I mean, what did you make of his performance at both ends?
Yeah, I thought he was really good at both ends. I thought he was starting to tire. I almost considered bringing Max on at one point, you know, to see out the game. But he was really good. Took his goal well and defended well. I thought our whole back four was really good. Didn't give them a lot of opportunities, and I thought at halftime the only thing I really worried about is the counterattacks, because they have some lively attacking players. What we did do was I thought we did a good job of not allowing their De Bruyne and Rea to drop into pockets and receive, and it was a big key to us to not allow service into them, because they're dangerous when they get on the ball and get looking forward.
Coach Martin, can you give us your impression on the first goal that you received?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really well played. I thought Zats stepped in. It was good movement from Kevin to drop deep, and Osazi read the situation and went in behind. So I thought it was a really good movement there to get in behind, and he laid it back to Mo, and great first touch and finish.
What can you say about Mo? He lasts the whole 90 minutes. At one point, he seemed like he was by himself.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was excellent today. He's been excellent since he's come, to be honest. His attitude's been really good. I almost thought at one point about taking him off, but the only reason you don't really... He had the energy, too. He was good, but when he receives the ball, he buys you time. So you don't get caught defending deep for the rest of the game. And I thought that was something I was really pleased with, is that we were able to keep possession being up two goals. And a lot of times in those situations, especially in this league, you get caught wave after wave after wave. And I thought finding him in those pockets, able to turn and play forward, and then we were keeping them pinned in their half in moments when we were up two. So I thought that was an excellent part of the game.
My last question, how does it feel to finish strong in your last home game?
Yeah, it feels really good, you know. I showed the video they showed on the big screen before we went out for warm-up, just to, you know, say to the guys, it's been a long season. You know, we've been playing well of late. Let's finish off on a strong note, especially at home in front of our fans, and we did that today.
Any other questions in the room before we got for Adam?
Yeah, Martin, just what about the progression of this team from the beginning of the season to now, and how the new players have gelled over the season? Like, you concede a goal to a penalty that's a goalkeeper mistake 3 months ago. I don't know that you get back up and score three. What is it about York being able to get punched in the face now and come out stronger and hungrier?
Yeah, I think there's just a belief now in scoring goals. We didn't have that early in the year. We weren't scoring consistently. I think we were at one point, I think Osazi got to 8 or 9 goals, and no one else had more than one at one point. So now we've just had that confidence that since I think the second half of the year, we've got the most points, I think, in the league. So we just had a rough first 12 games, had a lot of injuries, and fought through it, but just maybe didn't pick up enough points in those moments. But we've been really good in the last, 12 games here.
And we know there's a lot of leaders in the room, but it seems that there's a mastery of... We know every match is a must-win mathematically now, but they're still playing looser than I think I've seen them. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, us as a staff, we're not trying to put pressure on them. We're saying go out there and play and put your impression on the game. We're not talking about needing points, wanting points. Just, guys, go for the win. Go out there, play free. here's, you know, we work on how we want to defend and how we want to do certain things, but within our structure, give a bit of freedom and give confidence. Play. We're playing well. Keep going.
Button. What do you think this victory would do to the squad with 2 matches left on the board?
I just think hopefully it just gives us confidence. And for me and the staff, it's keeping their mentality where it is, because I think the mentality's been great for, you know, especially the second half of the season. And we've been on a good run, and there's no reason why that run can't continue. So it's just all about confidence, mentality, and keep going.
Last week, after the defeat, I'm sorry, you said you felt that the team was set slow. They didn't, you know, run the ball too fast. There were corrections. We saw what happened in the second half, especially. What lessons do you take from this victory ahead of that game in Hamilton?
Yeah, I mean, I thought one thing we did do well today was we played forward quicker. And when you play forward quicker, you have more chance of finding a Mo in a pocket or a Mikey in the pocket or guys like that. I think that's a big key. I think we were too slow to move the ball forward last game. We were too comfortable. They sat in. This game, we had a team that wants the points and was coming out to play. And when you play forward, you can find those pockets. And I thought our front three and our front four, really, with Mo, Kevin, Mikey came in and did well, first start in a while. I thought those were big keys for us to look forward and play forward when it was on.
Finally, for me, maybe a bit premature, but do you think you've done enough? I'm talking about the entire team and the technical team as well. You've done enough to deserve a spot in the top four.
Second half of the year, yeah, but I think, you know, our that 10-game run hurt us. The injuries, it was just one of those moments that we had to struggle through, and we had probably points that we left on the board because we had some good moments in there. We just weren't picking up wins. That second half of the season, I think we've been fantastic, but we'll see. Just go for the next game. Maybe too little, too late, but let's have the right mentality to go out and try to win every game.
Robin.
When Jimenez gave up that early goal because of the penalty kick, I guess how confident were you? Just, did you have to say anything or signal to him, like, take it easy, we'll get it back, because you know you're so much better now? And then he was perfect the rest of the game. I know he was well protected, but he still had to make some good saves.
Yeah, no, he did his job, I think. You know, those are always tough moments when you decide to come. I'd rather him make a decision and stick to it than to make a decision and go halfway. And sometimes you're going to live with that with young keepers. He just came a bit rash, maybe could have stayed in his feet, but he made a decision and committed to it. And I'd rather that than the other side. So, you know, I thought he had a good game other than that. And I felt, because it was so early in the game, and I thought we were playing well at that moment. I wasn't too concerned. I thought we'd at least get the one back. And once we did it, I felt confident that we could go on.
And there's just two more games left. But is there a chance you'll use him again because of injury problems? Is Nico still injured? Or you say the momentum's going, let's keep the young guy in net?
Yeah, Ilya's going to play next game. So he's been playing well. The team's been doing well. I'm beaten in four. And No reason to change.
Coach Martin, from what you went through from the beginning of the season until now, are you making a wish list for the next season?
I think you're always doing that. You're always looking to see how you can improve. But guys are doing a good job playing for their spots for next season. So, you know, and it's good that we're in this moment because they're making decisions tough for me. Right. So if the season kept going like the first half, decisions would have been easy. It's good. I think we're in a good moment, and guys are firing all cylinders, and guys are trying to prove that they belong here and that they want to be here.
Any other questions for Gaffer? Excellent. You can enjoy a well-earned.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
Mr. Mo Babuli is coming in next, so you might want to stick around for that. Break the news to them, they can line up in order of preference. Mo has said he's only taken 3 questions, so they all better be amazing. So, under pressure. Alex, you want to pick us up?
Sure. Mo, I guess just to start, I mean, one goal, two assists. What worked for you out there? How do you feel about your performance?
I felt good. I feel like in the second half, we came out with the front foot and we wanted to dictate the tempo of the game. And so as you saw maybe in the game, I dropped a little bit more and had more time on the ball. But I think we play our best football when we keep the ball and we create the tempo.
How do you feel you've adjusted to the team? Obviously at Forge you're maybe used to seeing play a little more as a true number nine, and now you've really been a second striker underneath as they just roaming into pockets. How do you find yourself in that role and how do you feel it's helped the team?
I feel good. I think I have the freedom to explore different areas on the pitch. I think the adjustment, partially for me and partially for guys on the team, and I think we've both done that well, and just understanding that sometimes when I do drift out wide or drop deep, who's jumping into certain positions, and I think we have good moments in that in understanding each other.
Mo, do you feel the pressure that since they signed you, you changed the team? The team totally changed as soon as you arrived.
No. The pressure? I don't think there's any pressure. I don't think there's pressure on me. I don't think there's pressure on the team. I think there's a few things that align together. I think timing for me to sign could have been a coincidence in that, but I think guys coming back and getting healthy. I think just guys stepping up. I think realizing that there is a playoff push and it is crunch time, and even though now mathematically we're still not out, I think we want to be able to dictate play and everybody wants to show what they can do. There is another season coming and some guys are playing for contracts, some guys want more playing time, and I think some of the older guys are stepping up and saying, look, we could be better, and I'm one of those guys that I'll come onto the pitch and I'll say the same thing. And I think this is a young group that could develop and push a lot further and be better than what they've shown in recent games.
Do you believe your experience is probably changing the mentality of the team? And my second question, what does it take you? What do you do to last the whole 90 minutes? Seems like you have an extra battery in you.
I don't know. I can't answer the second question. I think it's just it's the mentality, like you've mentioned. I think at times I don't feel when we keep the ball, I feel like you don't get as tired when you're on the ball, when you're enjoying possession and moving the ball and getting a lot of touches. You don't feel as tired because you're not thinking about defending or tackling or any of that. And I think that's where we get joy as a team. But I think the one thing that me and a few other people are trying to say to the guys is that we need to win. We have the capacity to win, and if we win playing our style, great. If we lose playing our style, it's unlucky, but at least we're doing what we want to do. And you see some of the greatest teams in the world, they're okay as long as they play their style, even if they don't get a result, a draw, a loss. You need to have an identity and build on that. And I think at moments we're very, very good and very dangerous. And I think in moments we still have to wake up and realize that we have to play in that system and not get carried away.
Just quickly on that, Mo, that wasn't a perfect match, but it seems like it's York's getting closer to that perfect style that you allude to. What has to happen, whether in the lead-up, through training in the week, and during the match, for you guys to hit that level of flow? Is it detailed, the preparation, just from your perspective, having been through it a few rounds now with York?
Yeah, I don't think it's the mental preparation throughout the week. I think we do a good job. Everybody comes in, they do the work during the week, and I think we've been pretty sharp you know, whether it's technical or position specific or tactical. And I think we come into the games and sometimes it's just, I think we're just slow to get going. And I think that's the mentality that we need to get out of our heads. And I think we just, like I said, like play our style from the beginning of the game. And sometimes it takes us too long to do that. And that's the frustrating part. It's not that we're playing bad. I think we just need to play our style of football. And I think if we do that, then in 90 minutes, games could be a lot different or closed out a lot earlier.
Mo, the 5 goals in,
I think 6 months.
The stats looked very, very good and impressive. When you signed for the club, did you expect it to turn out this way?
No, you know what, I don't think about the stats. I don't think about, you know, what the future might hold. I know I go into training and I do my work and I come into the matches and I give 120% and do what I can to help the team. And if that means me scoring or me assisting, then great. But if we get the result at the end of the day, then that's what matters. And I think if we're all playing the way we should as a team, as individuals, I think everybody will be happy with their performances.
And secondly, when I know you might have hit red and even witnessed what happened 2 weeks ago when you came up, there was a standing ovation, but you still kept your cool. Is it your natural instinct? Are you a modest guy, or do you try to, you know, accept that this role of being special now?
I don't think I'm special. I think being humble and accepting certain things is what drives me. And I think, like I said, doesn't matter the performance. I can go into training the next day as if I played the worst game of my life, and, you know, just put the work in and make sure that the next game is just as good. Obviously, it's not always like that, but, you know, you have to put the effort in. You have to continuously do what makes you play good or what makes you go out there and put out a good performance. And you know, then you can look at the end of the season and be like, yeah, you know, I did decent.
Mo, a little flashback. From playing at Forge FC, then going outside, how was the approach from the management to bring you to the Georgia Knight?
You mean... Who contacted me? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before. There's no hard feelings with Forge. I've had a conversation with them. I was training with them for a little bit, and unfortunately, they just didn't have the space. And the option of either sitting for 6 months and waiting to see what happens next year, or coming to York and playing. And before I had done anything, I reached out to them and I explained to them the situation, and me, Bobby, and the coaching staff and the players, we all have a mutual respect for each other, and they understand. And yeah, it's tough when you sit for 6 months and not play and then try to get back into it. It's difficult. But yeah, there was nothing against them, nothing against not playing this season or anything like that, but I just wanted to play and I wanted to continue playing, and I didn't want to sit out for 6 months and wait till next year or anything like that. But I think it's been good. It's been healthy. You know, when we played against each other, it's healthy. I'm still close, and I still talk to some of the boys on the team. And yeah, there's the respect there.
Did you feel any revenge when you guys beat them at home?
Yeah, I think you should have asked that question maybe a month ago when we played them. But no revenge. I think, like I said, there was a mutual respect. It was a good feeling to score. Not necessarily against them, but it was fun. You know, me and a couple other guys joked about it after and stuff like that. But yeah, it doesn't matter if you're scoring goals. It doesn't matter who you're scoring against. There's no... Revenge would come from if there was any animosity between the two, if there was no respect, but like I said, there's the respect there. We have a good relationship. There's communication, and so I don't think there's any revenge in that.
And lastly, we're going to sign a petition to make you the co-captain.
Yeah, I think there's a few co-captains on the team.
Thank you.
Any more questions in the room? Mo's answered a lot more than three. Yeah. You said three was the limit. So.
No, that's all right. No. Go ahead.
You got one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess just because you haven't put in a whole season, and I guess, you know, you might only have 2 weeks, even 4 weeks if you did make the playoffs, but are you going to do anything in the off season? Because you've played indoor soccer before, or just wait till April and retired.
Yeah, I know I've played a shortened season, but if you really calculate it, we played the bubble, when we played a full season, then I went to Qatar for half a season, and now I'm here doing another half a season. So really, it's almost 2 years straight. So there definitely will be some downtime, making sure any knocks, anything, but definitely not stopping completely. It will be taking care of my body, doing some fitness, keeping in shape, but not 5-6 days a week, for sure.
All right, let's call it there. Mo, thanks for your time. Buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Recording stopped.